The Godcast with Josh Fritz, episode 98. Your comments and the gospel appeal of Pastor James Coates.
This is an historical moment. The things going on today will be talked about and will reverberate for years and years to come. People will remember where they were when George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others became household names. But they'll also remember what was happening beneath that. They'll remember the division that occurred. But what many don't understand is where that division comes from. Why do we see events like that through different lenses and from different perspectives? And why do we respond to them in different ways? Many times, it's because of the fault lines beneath it all. It's because of the divide beneath it all. The divide that we don't necessarily see, but we know is there. There are ideas and ideologies afoot in our culture today that have been there, lurking beneath the surface for a long time. Fault Lines is a book that will help you discern these worldviews and ideas, help you understand what they are, where they come from, and how they impact and affect the way you see everyday events. But they'll also help you understand how to take every thought captive to obey Christ and how to think through this biblically and see it through a biblical lens and worldview. Fault Lines. Available everywhere books are sold, April 6th.
The Godcast with Josh Fritz, where the scripture is honored, the lost are warned, the saints are fortified, false teachers are exposed, and the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified. Here's your host, Josh Fritz.
Thank you for watching this edition of the Godcast. I appreciate you guys watching. Hope you've had a good day. It is Thursday here in the United States. This is going to be, I believe, my 98th episode. I could be wrong on the number, but it's my 98th episode. And what I'm going to be doing here, I'm going to be expanding a little bit. And we're going to be looking at a clip that was shared by Pastor James Coates' wife, Erin Coates. And I titled it The Gospel Appeal of James Coates. Now, what I might do, I might cut in as he's talking about this, is a certain particular clip from the sermon he had this past week, Underground. And thank you for watching that video and sharing that video, and even the video by MacArthur, Pastor MacArthur. And I just want to appreciate you guys for looking and commenting on that. We're going to look at some of your comments on those videos and some past videos on my YouTube channel. So if you want to join the chat, there is a chat, obviously, as I go live. You can talk there. And if anything, if you want to join the conversation, you could definitely do that too. It's something I'm doing that's new. If you click on that, you can join this actual broadcast. So kind of like this about it, to be honest with you. It's right there in the chat. So last time somebody tried to join and it was unsuccessful. So little things different here. Talking about what goes on here regarding Grace Life Church. But what I want to do, my focus tonight is to look at the gospel appeal. And I believe he's working from the book of Isaiah. So I'm hearing this for pretty much the first time, and go and check this out. So give me a second. I'll get this going on, and we'll look at it together. Okay. Obviously, you see me there. Okay. There you go.
So if you're taking notes, jot down fourth the declaration of God, the Holy Spirit. Verse 10. Now, therefore, which is to say, in light of this coming judgment, in light of the fact that this coming king will return and will bring with him judgment for all those who reject him. In light of that, in light of the futility of resisting, in light of the foolishness of raging, in light of the sovereign installation of God's chosen king and this coming judgment, here is the appeal. O kings, show discernment. Kings ought to be the most discerning men on the planet. And here the Spirit of God is calling them to exercise discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. This is like a let's reason together kind of moment. Look at Isaiah for a moment. This is a let us reason together. This is an appeal to think about what you are doing, to consider your actions in light of the coming judgment of God. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18 and following, we see this appeal and offer of mercy, an invitation to settle out of court with God. He says in verse 18 of Isaiah 1, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be white like wool. If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Truly, the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Let us reason together. Don't be foolish. Don't spurn reproof. Instead, mend your ways, the Spirit of God says. Make right your paths, repent, settle out of court with God and his Son. Verse 11, worship the Lord with reverence. Give him the honor and glory he's due. And really, even as this is an appeal to the kings of the earth to show him reverence and honor, recognize, kings of the earth, that you are ministers of God. Deacons of God, appointed by God to do his bidding. And he has every right as the one who has given you authority to judge you in accord with his word. And so the appeal here is to abandon the pursuit of your own glory, to take up the pursuit of the glory of God, a glory that is both sure and delightful. And it goes on, it says there, "and rejoice with trembling." What an odd and yet wonderful recipe. To rejoice and tremble simultaneously. Verse 12, "do homage to the Son." Literally, kiss the Son. In ancient times, when kings and rulers were conquered by another, they would express their humble submission to the conquering king by kissing their feet. And so kiss the Son, kiss the feet of the Son with repentant faith. Turn from your sin and wholly trust in him. And here's the warning, verse 12, "that he not become angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled." This is an appeal to recognize the severity of the situation, to recognize the severity of it all, to cease delaying any longer, to not go into that hour without the forgiveness of your sins. An hour is coming when your soul is going to be required of you. His wrath may soon be unleashed. And then the promise for all who would come to him. How blessed are all who take refuge in him.
All right, so I apologize. I have microphone issues. Apparently, I gotta get better at this. I'm using Restream, so Restream is awesome. I like it, but obviously I need to learn. It's a new dynamic, right? Getting people on the podcast, this is one way to do it. Probably I could use Zoom next time, see if that works, or even use Facebook. That might even work too. So sorry for you guys who had to struggle through all of that. And when I edit this, I'll probably drop the video. We'll see. I'll have to work it out and put it back up. But we're going to play the rest of this clip with Pastor James Coates.
who turn from their sin and believe on him. And though this is a warning to the kings and the rulers of the earth, it's a warning to every single one of us and all who would be in earshot of this moment. God is holy and he demands perfection, that if you're going to enter into his presence and enter into everlasting life, you are going to have a perfect record of righteousness. And what's the problem? That all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have come miserably short of God's perfect righteousness. And so all of us are justly condemned before God, deserving of an eternity in hell. So what can we do? We can do nothing. God the Father is the one that did something. He commissioned his son. He sent his son to take upon himself human flesh, being true God and true man. And he lived under the law of God, fulfilling it in every respect. He was obedient in every regard, tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. And in his obedience to the Father, he went to the cross, persevering through all of the physical anguish and emotional humiliation. And on that cross, the full wrath of God for the sin of all who would ever believe on his name came down upon him. He was crushed. The Father was pleased to do so, that he might pardon all those who would turn from their sin and believe on him. And after swallowing the full cup of the Father's wrath for the sin of all who would ever believe, he died on that cross, and he went into the grave, and he rose on the third day, and he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And now the gates of heaven are wide open to all who would lay hold of him by faith. And he calls out in this moment, through me, be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to keep playing this, but I want to offer my little commentary on this. There's really not much for me to add here, other than the fact that even in the midst of this trial that Pastor Coates is going through, he still has the mindset to share the truth of the gospel. And that's always a blessing to hear. It's always a blessing to hear. It's always a good reminder for us Christians, because look where we've come from. You know, We're born sinners. We're the enemies of God when we're born into this world, and we need deliverance. We need to be rescued. And even in the midst of this is his appeal to anybody watching, really. Anybody watching that sermon would say, he's getting locked up for what? His church is barricaded for what? For this? He's sharing a message of love. It's the same love that the Lord has for us. Well, the Lord's love for us is far surpasses our love, our capacity to love, but that's the way we strive. I'll say it that way. But it's the same compassion, I want to say, the compassion that Pastor Coates has. I'm pointing up here because the video that you're watching is right above me to my left. So the appeal here is being made. The invitation is being made to those who are watching, and obviously to those in the congregation there, and obviously you hear the children, you hear the congregants that are there, and it's a blessing to see and to hear that no matter what, Pastor Coates is committed to being a shepherd. He's committed to being faithful. Committed to being faithful. It sounds a little like a doublespeak, but... he's faithful in preaching and faithful in teaching and will not be stopped. And that is a good thing. It is a good thing. There's nothing more I really can say to that other than that I'm being edified by this when he's speaking about it. So let's continue to listen through. There's about three to four more minutes left here.
To Christ and turning from your sin and believing on him will result in you receiving a perfect record of righteousness, because you'll be given Christ's record of righteousness. It will be imputed to you, and you will stand before God holy and blameless, having everything you need to stand just before him, not by anything that you've done, but by the work of the Son. You'll have nothing to boast in but Christ Lord, the Lord, and you will enter into everlasting life. So that even if you should die, You can have full confidence that you will live in the very presence of Christ.
Full confidence that you'll be living in the presence of Christ. That's the same full confidence that he has right now in preaching and teaching the gospel, even though his church is underground, even though his church is barricaded by three sets of fences. Pray for the man. God bless him. Okay, I'll stop talking.
You just have to know one thing. If you lay hold of him by faith, it's going to cost you your life. Jesus says, if any man wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Not because doing so secures anything, but because doing so is the evidence that you've truly trusted him. And so coming to Christ is going to mean dying to self, dying to your own glory, dying to your own agenda, and being willing to come before God with open hands, entrusting everything to him, knowing that he is trustworthy and that he is worthy of all sacrifice. And so my appeal to you today is that if you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that this moment right now would be that moment that you would believe on him. You do not want to go into that final day of judgment with him. He will be ruthless in the execution of his justice. But if you would come to him by faith, turning from your sin, you will have all that you need to be holy and blameless in his presence. Be reconciled to God this day. Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for your word and the confidence that we can have because of all that you've accomplished in your Son. Father, we want you to be glorified and honored. And even as we think of the implications of this psalm for our government and governments all over the world, though we would almost lack the faith to believe that you would work in this way, knowing you can work in this way, nevertheless, we rebuke our unbelief and we pray all the same. Grant repentance to our government. Break through the spiritual death and depravity of their hearts. Open their eyes to see the honor and glory of Christ. And may they, in that radiant glory, receive life and everything they need to govern in accord with your honor and your word. And Father, for those who are here and still have not yet come to Christ, we pray for them as well. Deliver them from their sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was Pastor James Coates on his gospel appeal as he preached on Sunday from Psalm 2, and he also went into Isaiah chapter 1. And let me just say that, we need to really appreciate our freedom. If you're in the United States like I am, truly appreciate your freedom that God has allowed us to have. Appreciate it. Thank the Lord for it. Know that if depending on your eschatology, I believe it's going to get worse. It's just at what rate will it get worse? At what rate? Will it be so fast that next year that, all these social medias will ban Christians? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. That Christianity will be a byword, Thinking outside the box, eschatologically speaking, I identify more as a pre-tribulational, premillennial, and that's... those of that believe that, faith in that regard, and not the faith, but regarding that position in eschatology. Again, I don't hold my amill brothers and my post-mill brothers. I don't treat them with contempt. Obviously, it's a secondary, tertiary issue. I just know, based off of what the scripture says, it's going to get worse. Now, I don't go deep into it saying that, you know, chips and microchips being put in you. I mean, we're getting to the point where there will be a system in place where it controls how we buy things, how we sell things. And, I mean, the book of Revelation does go into that. But as far as worship and getting together, there will be a one-world government. There will be a one-world system. So that's what God is setting up. He's setting it up so much that the Lord's going to come back and defeat all his enemies. We know that. But I believe that, you know, as worse and worse as it gets, I truly believe that we won't suffer. We won't suffer. This is pretty much nothing, if you want to say it that way, compared to how the scripture portrays it. So I believe we won't suffer wrath. The book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians puts that in clarity. And yes, a Pilgrim Progressing's comment says it will be worse before our Savior returns. That is true. We are getting closer every day. So that is true. And no one knows the day or the hour when the Lord's going to come. And that's the blessing that we have in Scripture, that we have a promise. We should read that. Give me a second. Always have a Bible next to you. See, I have a Bible next to me. I want to read that scripture because it's a good scripture to read towards the end here. And again, I want to apologize to those who couldn't hear some of this time when I was talking. I had a problem with my sound. I'm probably going to cut that out. Sorry, Kathy. That's what's going to have to be done. If it's salvageable, I'll leave it up there. But with my audio not being able to handle everything, it kind of messed it up. But it's a good attempt. Thank you. You're like the first guest, really, to pop on and say hello. So that's a good thing. So as I'm turning to this passage, if you're in the comments section, if you want to comment on this, talk about it, questions, you know, feel free. Feel free. I don't have a problem interacting with the audience here. Pastor Coates has been a blessing to me. I never heard of Pastor Coates until this year. I'm sure you haven't either. But he is connected somehow to Grace Community Church because he went to the Master's Seminary. And he graduated from there. So, let me read. I believe it's 2nd. Could be 2nd Thessalonians. Oh, it tells you how. Okay. It's 1 Thessalonians. All right. I'm going to read from chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 4, 5. About brotherly love, you do not need me to write to you because you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. In fact, you are doing this toward all the brothers and sisters in the entire region of Macedonia. But we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to do this even more. To seek to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, and we, as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly in the presence of outsiders and not be dependent on anyone. I'm sure Grace Life Church is taking that. I'm cut out entirely. I'm sure Grace Life Church is thinking about this section of Scripture as they try to minister to their location where they're at. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and in the same way, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For we say this to you by a word from the Lord. We who are still alive at the Lord's coming will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel's voice, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are still alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. See, I love that section of scripture because we're told to encourage one another with these words. How long? For how long? Until he comes. That's how long. And it's really a good directive toward the church in Thessalonica, and it's a good directive for us, the church at large today, the ecclesia. Now, about days and times, about the times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the dark, for this day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness. So then let us not sleep like the rest, but let us stay awake and be self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled and put on the armor of faith and love and a helmet of the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, so that's the verse that I'm looking at here, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. And there's more directives here that say to the brothers and sisters, be at peace among yourselves, and we exhort you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See to it that no one repays evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for one another and for all. You know how many times I read the word one another in this section of scripture? It had to be 3 or 4 times. One another. And these are the two words that in the last 2 or 3 years that have been like turned on for me. And I'm not even close to where I should be in terms of grabbing a hold of those two words, right? Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Don't stifle the Spirit, grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't despise prophecies, but test all things, hold on to what is good, stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, it's important that we have to remind ourselves, and certainly 1 Thessalonians does that for us. But there's another section in 2 Thessalonians I wanted you to look at. This is important too. Think about Pastor James Coates. What is he doing? He's standing firm. And I want to read this section here. It says, "But we ought to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning, God has chosen you for salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you through our gospel. He called you to this through our gospel, so that you might obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold to the traditions you were taught, whether by what we said or by what we wrote. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal encouragement and good hope by grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good work and word. In addition, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you." You know what? I think that prayer has been answered. 1 Thessalonians 3:1. In addition, brothers and sisters, pray for us. So Paul's appealing to the church at Thessalonica to pray for him, that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not all have faith. but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and guard you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to God's love and Christ's endurance. That's a good section to end on this video, to talk about this or to continue the conversation or changing the topic. But that verse right there is a good encouragement, because it tells us there to stand firm, to remain faithful, to endure just as Christ endured. Christ endured so much that we're not even close to, as Christians, we don't understand fully that endurance that he had all the way up to the cross, through the cross, dying, giving up his life, and rising from the dead. And even after that, appearing to people, and even then, still ministering to disciples after his resurrection, still being an influence. Now, we're before the Lord. We're not even close. We're to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to do that. And that's what Paul is stressing here in these epistles that he writes. He's, follow me as I follow Christ. Again, at that time, the scripture wasn't complete either. So, very, very encouraging words from the scripture, but also from Pastor James Coates. You get that feeling when he's preaching a gospel appeal, and I'm encouraged by it. You should be encouraged by it, and we should have somebody to work with. Maybe this week we can work with somebody and share the gospel with them. And I truly appreciate it. It says here, praying for the freedom to worship. So thank you, Yana, to sharing that comment. One more thing I want to do. I want to look at, before we sign off here, I want to look at your comments. Now, I'm looking at them here. Just give me a second. Going to share some of them. Just give me a minute. Let's see. Share the screen. So your comments. Wayne says, praise God, Grace Life Church will be free soon in Jesus' name. So that's his prayer, which is, we hope so too. I praise God for this godly man. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. That's Terry. Awesome, we have one master and he is seated in heaven. That's Brianna. Speaking to Vodi Bakum, his health update. We are praying for his complete recovery. So stay tuned here for that. I'll keep updating you as much as I know. And if you don't happen to find me, you need to check out the Bible Thumping Wingnut. He's got about 77,000 subscribers, and he's pretty much on top of these things as well. Actually, I think I can disclose to you, I believe he's interviewing Pastor James Coates as we speak, probably recording it, I'm sure. You just stay tuned for that. Let's see, a couple more comments here. Praise God, through it all, you alone, Lord, get all our praise. So blessed to watch your channel. Thank you, Regina. I'm going to like that comment. Yeah, we're going to get rid of that comment. If you see it, you'll know what it is. You know what? I see people that come in here and comment. I like to read these comments. Sometimes I like to engage. Okay, so here's someone here. This Daniel guy, don't listen to what he's got to say there. Let's remove what he's got to say. We'll leave it with this last comment here. Mr. Baines says here, I have so much respect for this pastor. I am a lapsed member of the United Church of Canada in Kelowna. I don't know where that is. If you want to tell me where that is, let me know. And I am so upset that it is following these criminal lockdown rules. Thank you, Pastor Coates, for standing up for your congregation, for the fellowship of the Spirit, that only comes from gathering together in Christ's name. You are truly an inspiration and an exemplary human being who takes your calling seriously. So much respect for you and your family. Thank you, Mr. Baines. First name starts with a C. Thank you. That was a good comment. If you want to provide your feedback to me, you can email me at josh@thegodcastwithjoshfritz.com. If you want to comment here below this video, you can definitely do that too. I might take it down briefly, and when I do that, I got to cut out some things because my audio had some issues earlier on in the video. But this video will be back up, hopefully. British Columbia. Okay, thank you. Hello, Repent in Truth. How are you? I can't believe I'm seeing all these comments. Actually, you know what I should do? You guys' comments should be on. Should be on the whole thing. Right? Let's see. See? There we go. Show these comments from earlier. I should do this as I normally do. There we go. So if I get better at this, hopefully, or I'll go back to the old-fashioned way. I'll just talk and maybe bring somebody I can actually do through the phone line. That might be easier. But let me know what you guys think. Things to pray for. Pray for James Coates. Pray for Vody Bachum. Pray for John MacArthur. The good news about John MacArthur is that I think California might be backing out of all of those things with their restrictions as well. So hopefully we turned a corner here in our country, right? That's what we hope for. So thank you guys for coming on. Again, you want to do. Also, I'm part of the Bible Thumping Wingnut Network, too. That's another thing you need to know. If you go there, you can go to BibleThumpingWingnut.com, and you'll be able to subscribe to the newsletter there. And hopefully, if he's got that all straight away and taken care of, you can actually be in for a giveaway from him. I don't know whether I'll do a giveaway soon. I might do another one. I still have Bibles from the last time, but they're NIV Bibles. I can still give those away if any of you are looking for a Bible or know somebody that needs one. You can also email me. I'll give you one, you know. But maybe we'll do another giveaway. Maybe I'll grab a Legacy Standard Bible. I don't have that with me. It's actually in my car. But a Legacy Standard Bible, maybe I'll get another one. Or maybe Vody's book, Fault Lines. I'll work on that. What do you guys think? Let me know. All right, with that, that's been an episode, episode 98. Oh, we're getting up to 100. Pray for me about that. I got to look to see if I can set something up. I might have a guest on soon, and it'll be a new guest, and let me know what you think about that. Looking to get another guest on here, somebody new, and I'll figure it out. We'll have a conversation. I don't know what we'll talk about, but I'm looking forward to that. Got to ask the person to join and jump on, and we'll talk. With that, see you guys next time. God bless you. Please like, subscribe, and share. Take care. God bless.
To the Lord the Almighty. What a way to start.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Gently sustain it. Hast thou not seen?
stand.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider
Saints.